Good morning. We are testing some audio and playing a course. I'm on my way to the course where I have to play my tournament. We still haven't got an email. This is Thursday. We were supposed to get an email last night regarding our tee times, but I haven't seen anything yet. So I'm on my way there. It's about 3 hours from where I stay here in Virginia. And I'd stopped and grabbed a couple things from Walmart. Grab some bottled water and grab me some Loco Moco. Monster Java coffee things. I like those things and they don't screw up my stomach. And so I just happened to punch the U-Disc app, as I always do when I stop and start. And I saw a course and literally 8 minutes away from me. So I could figure, okay, let's grab it, because I did notice coming in that the wind is a little stronger today, so we might have to contend with that tomorrow. I'm still going to go play a game at Jenkins Mountain, but I figured I'd come over here and hit another one, get us a little closer to that 200 mark, and let me delete this card. I had to use the card to figure out where T1 was, so I'm going to do create scorecard, Luray Recreation Park. This is Luray, Virginia, L-U-R-A-Y, and I don't know where the tee is yet. I'm still trying to figure that out. I'm just in the area. All right, so we only have one option, par 55, 5,111 feet. The comments were saying this is a very easy course, but I'm more concerned with the wind experience. And, oh, wait a minute, I think I just found what I'm looking for. And I need to practice some wind here. And, oh, okay. All right, so the earth pads, we got 4x4 pole with a sign that says hole one, par three, 201. It says 201 here as well. I did not grab my cart. I only grabbed, even though this is gonna be an 18 hole game, I am going to play it forehand, which is something I don't normally do on 18s, but I need to practice. And the one disc I have not played a forehand only game on yet is an eagle. With an eagle, so that's what we're gonna do today. And so you just says 201. This is way too much disc for this, but this again, it's more about learning forehand than it is about having a great score. So we're gonna throw two. We have position A, position B. We're only gonna do this for the front nine because it's gonna be too long to do it for the full 18, and then I'll just play out the back like I do a normal course, except there'll be forehand only shots. I left my cart. I only have the eagles. I have one that weighs in at 184. Damn, that's heavy. And 172. 184. Damn, that's a heavy ass disc. Yeah, I guess so. All right, well, it is what it is. I'll put my glasses on and double check it in a little bit. So we're gonna do the yellow is a brand new one I just bought yesterday, so we're gonna start with that one. I haven't even wrote my name on it yet. Forehand eagle, throw one, number one. I got a backwind, so. All right, so that gives me a lot of right. I'm gonna have to hyzer this more. It's a different disc than what I'm used to throwing this way. Damn, keep that up. I'm going to be acing something. All right. So, I'm using my little tote bag. And I got a mic hooked up to it. So, hopefully, we'll do okay with audio. And the tote bag allows me to carry this thing almost like a purse. So, hopefully, we can keep it closer to my face and make the audio sound a little better. All right. Position A, this counts to the score. We're throwing a roach. Throw two on one. Ooh, that was pretty. I missed it, but that was pretty. Should have just put a little bit more to it. Position B does not count to the score. We are going to use 6-4. So, throw two from B.
Nice putt. All right, well done.
So we got a birdie at B, and we're gonna end up par on one. Oh, I just found a Yoda thing. Oh, that's cool. Some kind of weird little, I think it's some things that go on Crocs, some decorative things that go on Crocs, so we'll stick some glue to it and add it to my cart. All right, so number two, 297 feet. This would be a good practice one. All right. And the eagle, let's see, of the two, I would have to say the heavier eagle did better on that last one, so we'll throw the yellow one first. So, the 172 eagle forehand. The basket's really old school, by the way. All right, not bad. So I need to hyzer it more though. Oh, needed a height, but I like that. All right, so for me, the eagle forehanded has an aggressive right, much like my Valkyrie. So I need to, I have to hyzer this thing more when I'm releasing it, because we get about mid-flight even once I start pulling right earlier than what I'm used to, like the sidewinders and leopards and stuff. I get a little more distance out of them. This has a little bit more of an aggressive right. So, all right, so now we're too far away to use either one of these discs on the second throw, so I'm going to forehand a roach for this approach shot. I got a backwind forehand roach. This is position B. Not bad, it's okay. Position A, which counts as score. I'm gonna forehand a screen. Judge, of course. Man, I'm a little weak on that. That could have been better. These are like tent baskets. They're like old school tent baskets. That's been staked to the ground. So. Not on the high end of the food chain when it comes to tent or baskets, but gets the job done, I guess. Third throw from, where are we at? This is, I'll do that one first. I'm losing my mindset here. All right, well, if we three in both, we'll know we three. This should be position B. All right, nice putt. Let's try to putt out from our second position, which shouldn't be an issue. But we'll treat it as it's an important putt so I don't screw it up. All right, easy putts, easy threes. So that's a good position. We agreed out on both, so we're good. All right, what are we doing here? Whoops, forgot to score those two, damn it. I don't know where the next one is anyway, so I guess we need to hurry up and score them. So we got three on one, three on two. We have to walk across the roadway here. Oh, I got it, all right. We have to cross over by the entrance here. Keys. Oh crap, I do have my glasses. I thought I left my glasses in the car. I got a cool playground here, so for you locals that have yard rats, it's you got something for them to do. We got a ball field, so obviously the ball field's gonna be OB, so let's not go in the ball field. So I'm gonna treat it as OB if I do, even though it doesn't say anything, but in most courses I've been to, it is OB, so that's what we'll treat it as. Try to get y'all out of the wind a little bit. All right. What are we doing here? 260. I got a left to right wind. To the right is the ball field, so I'm gonna hyzer this and give it more left. Try to keep it out of the field. So let's see, of the two, they both landed almost identical. So we'll just go with the yellow one first again. So. Not bad. If I get some ground play, it would be really nice. That's A. That's actually really, really well done. Let's try again with B. This is the heavier eagle, by the way. Let me take a look at this weight again. Got my glasses handy. That can't be 185. That's too damn heavy. No, it's 173. Okay, yeah, I didn't think so. Right. So 130 to 73. All right, that makes sense. Second throw on three, position B. Man, that thing's got an aggressive right, but I like it. It's ground play. Ooh, it'd be nice if we could birdie both positions, huh? All right, probably gonna use Lunas on both here. So, I got some wind here, but it's not messing with me as much as I thought it would, so maybe that'd be a plus for tomorrow. Yeah, well, I'm gonna play a game today once I get over there. I'm gonna try to keep it relaxed, have fun, because really the biggest reason I signed up for this tournament is I just love this course. I love the facility, I love the people, and it really got me fueled to get back into disc golf. So Jenkins Mountain has kind of a special place. So, all right, so both ended up pretty much in the same place. Very controlled, right where I wanted them. All right, so position A. Excuse me, this is position B. It's a little shorter. We're gonna try to cut out here, save a three, or get a birdie, I'm sorry. Got it. All right, birdie from position B. Try to birdie out from position A. Oh, it bounced out. Oh my God, I can't believe that. Oh, it dropped on me. We hit the edge of the basket and it bounced out. If this was a traditional disc golf basket, that would have stayed in. You peckerhead. So, all right, well, that's what it is. And that was position A, so that counts the score. Damn it. All right, so we got a par. 233. See the basket? Again, I'm throwing nothing but forehands, and I'm only using the eagle so for my drives. Putts are as normal. So, number four is 233 according to their sign. Yellow went a little further, so we're gonna go with blue first this time. It was the worst of the two. So. This would normally be a backhand throw for me, but because of the way the trees are here, but I'm gonna throw right, but I'm gonna give it height, and I'm gonna try to drive it left and see if the disc will fight back and kind of flex in. So throw one on four. Oh, I gave it too much height. It did what I wanted, but I gave it too much height. Shoot. All right, so let's try it again, but drop my arm. That's what I wanted. Oh, didn't get the distance I wanted, but it did more of what I was after on the first one. So we're gonna have to putt up for par. So, where'd my mic go? Oh, there it is. Maybe it's up around my head here. All right. Well, I don't know what these things are gonna do until I throw them, right? So, all right, so which one am I closer to? Guess it doesn't really matter, does it? All right, we're too far away for a putt, so I'm gonna have to forehand this roach. Trying to save a three. Forehand, roach, second throw on four. I'm aiming at the top of the basket. Oh my God, we about went in. Oh man. We're right next to the basket. That was pretty, Alright, so position A, this is the screw up drive. Alright, forehand, six claw, aiming at the top of the basket. Damn, I don't like to roll, but we're good. Yeah, both positions. Hopefully the audio is nice and clear on this. I like this. It's a more relaxed game here. Because I'm trying to figure out how to throw these discs instead of worrying so much about the score. Let's try to three out here. Position A goes to the score. Oh, shoot. It bounced off the rim and it rolled down the damn hill. Oh, you idiot. That's position A. I forward the damn thing because I was a moron. Oh man, what's bad is if y'all could see bead on this basket, hitting the rim is just moronic. So, but that's well, it is what it is. All right, well, all right, next one. Oh, that's easy to find. All right, so we got a four. Wait a minute. Which one did we bird? We didn't bird. That was four. Three, we birdied two, didn't we? Yeah, we did, in fact. All right, so number five is 283. Oh, okay. That'd be a good test on distance. Oh, that sucks. All right, well, it's worth this. Just have to be more careful next time. All right, U-Disc is showing 283. Their sign says 283, so the yellow was better, so we're gonna throw the 173 Eagle first. One, by the way, one is a standard Eagle, the Greg Barbasi Tour Series Eagle, and the other one is a Champion, by the way. All right, throw one on three. Alright, did what I wanted. I was aggressive on the hyzer to get distance, but I aimed too far right, so let's try a more direct approach. That's nice. Ooh, that's nice. We went over a hill, so I have no idea how close we are, but I'm liking it. This course is really nice. It's built in a softball / baseball complex. So this is kind of built on the outer edges of it, and it is user-friendly. It's great for a beginner or for what I'm doing out here today, practicing a different form. If you change your form and stuff like that, I personally, if I can practice applying it to a scored game, the fact that the numbers matter a little bit more because you're scored, I'm hoping it helps. Because, again, I don't have a regular course to go practice at because I travel too much. So, see what we can do. All right, we're going to putt this one. We're going to use a... All right, so we're at position A. I'm going to use a six claw. We got a big eagle flying by. That's cool as hell. Doesn't have his white head yet. All right, two on five. Yeah, we're guaranteed a three, but that was a crappy throw. Man, that eagle was cool, but it takes them a few years to get their white head, but he's just come cruising almost at fence line. It's pretty neat. All right, six claw, second throw, position B. Ooh, I'm liking that. I just got to zero it in. I just want to lock that in. Position A, get a three. Position B is a little further away, so we're gonna have to work for this. I'm gonna put y'all down by the bag, and we're gonna try to three out here from position B. I'm gonna use a roach. Oh. I do not like this basket. That's the second one I've rim skipped out of. So position B is gonna be a 4. Position A, that's the one that counts, is gonna be a 2. These baskets are almost perfectly round. Get a picture of them. So I'm not a big fan of these baskets. Must be like an old school. There's no name or anything on them. Put my hand there so y'all can see this. Go to Instagram, take a look if you want. But not gonna be good because with a backhand, I run the risk of going over this fence. So we're just gonna play it easy. Just try to stay in the fairway. Blue was the better of the two throws, so we'll go yellow first this time. First throw on 6, eagle, champion. Oh, I rolled it. Come on, roll out of there. There we go. I tanked the drive. I hydrated it too much. We're in the middle of the fairway, but it's luck. All right, throw 2 on 6, forehand eagle. I need you to come back and don't go over the fence. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're not over the fence. That's all that matters. Again, aggressive hyzer on this other eagle I got, not the champion, the other one. You get an aggressive right on it, and that back dog wants to hold it. The champion seems to want to come back a little harder. This other one, it wants the steam, once it starts losing its momentum, then it wants to dive on you. So if you, for me anyways, at least on that one, when I tried to drive it left, it wanted to hold that line longer. For a forehand anyways. All right, throw 2 from position A. Forehand with the eagle. I hyzered it, but gave it a lot of height, hoping it would drop in. And
get that up.
Let's just put it that way. I didn't really get any kind of copper friendly kick towards the basket like I was hoping. But that's not unusual for the eagle. All right, the other one, it's right here. This, we're gonna use a 6 claw and putt to it. Throw 2 from position B. Oh, if that goes in, I'm gonna freak. It's not going to go. The wind lifted it about 3/4 of the way through the flight and brought it over the top of the basket. So, not a lot of wear here, so I don't think this park's used a whole lot. But we got it added to the list, so I guess that's all that matters, right? Position B. Oh my God, it did it again. Oh my God. I literally hit the chain and the chain threw it out of the basket. Are you kidding me? Damn it, we forward position B. God, don't aim high on these. Wow, okay, that would explain a lot. Trying to 3 out from position A. Got it. Beautiful putt. And I stayed low to stay off of the top edge of this chain. So this basket style. Where's the mic? This basket style, because of the way the top surfaces where your rim is, normally you have that band. This one doesn't have a band, it just has a notch. It's extremely stiff. There's only one set of chains here. So like the first inch down, if you're flat when you hit that, it actually kicks the disc back out of the basket. So very poor design. So you have to aim lower. Not sure where I'm going here. Whoops, wait a minute, I forgot the score. All right, so 3, 4, 5. All right, that's 6-7. Oh, 7 is the scoreboard of the football field. Okay, whatever you say. All right. Position A, we got a 3, by the way. We forward position 2. Okay, so you have to throw from the back of the football lighting. So, all right, let's take a picture of this. This is probably one of the most peculiar tees here.
All right, so we are going to all right, stop being difficult to damn microphone. All right, so of the two, I'm gonna have to say yellow did better because it kept me in the fairway even though it was a shorter throw. The longer one, which was the Greg Barsby Eagle, that one, it went further, but it didn't do what I wanted it to, so I was wanted the fairway, I didn't get it, so we're gonna throw the Barsby Eagle first. And again, it's all forehand, so number 7 is 220. I'm assuming I'm throwing from the right side of this pole here. Oh, arm was too low. That just sucks. All right, let's try again, but get the arm up. Oh, that's pretty. Go in. Oh, it died out. Ah, I didn't put enough to it. It was, a perfect S pattern heading for the basket, but I didn't put enough heat to it. So as it lost its spin, you could see the wind grab it like an elevator and it just dropped to the ground. But if I would have put more heat to that, I think we would have racked the basket. I don't know if it would have went in, but. All right, so we're close enough, but we're not close enough to use a, we're too close for an eagle, but I'm gonna forehand the Supreme for a second shot from position A, which counts to the score. I'm aiming right at the basket, and if that goes in, I'm gonna freak. We're under the basket. Oh my God, that's pretty. Oh, the more I throw forehand, the more I like it. Oh my God, that's pretty. I'm relaxed, having a good time, just letting things go. This is the kind of attitude that I'd love to have tomorrow, but being in a tournament, it always changes your mindset. Because if you're too relaxed, you can screw yourself up. All right. So position B, I'm going to try to take a 3 here. With a roach. Oh, wind grabbed it. Oh, not good. I released a little high, and it was a little tossy. So when I did, the wind grabbed it and pulled it away from me. That's not good. All right, position A. We'll get a 3. All right. Position B, we're trying to save a 4. Got it. Ooh, that'll work. But that was like a 15-footer, too. When the wind grabbed that one, it grabbed it. All right. Number 8, 360. I have no idea where this basket is, but I'm assuming it's behind a soccer field net. Not what I was expecting. So,
they have a lot of soccer games out here. Chances are you're probably not going to play when you're at home.
All right, 350. Oh, cool. Okay. So of the two that time, I would have to say that. Which one was the better one? Yellow, so blue needs to go first. All right. Forehand, Barsby, Eagle, 350. Trying to give it some height so it'll do its job. It does, but it stalls out, unfortunately, so that's not good. Too much height. Oh, I hammered that one a little too hard. A little too snappy, so it went left and stayed there. So, a little too snappy.
need a shirt that's that little too snappy. Both these upshots are too far away. Y'all can hear the wind, maybe.
This mic does have a
little foam covering for wind, so I'm not sure how effective it's going to be if I stop screwing around with it. All right. So we're going to forehand both of these using Eagle again. We're way too close, but it'll give me practice pulling power out of it.
But at this close, I'm going to aim straight for the baskets. Position B, Eagle forehand. I'm taking a direct approach to the basket. Oh my God, it's pretty. Man, that wind is stalling that disc out. But we got it. It was pretty.
Just to the left of the basket, about 10 feet away. So not a gimme putt.
Alright, so I got a soccer net in my way for position A. Again, forehand Eagle. I'm gonna have to go out to my left and hook it in because I got this soccer goalie net I gotta get past. But I'm still aiming at the basket. Get in there. It's not bad.
The wind is pushing on a little bit, so I need to. I'm throwing into the wind, which I will be doing tomorrow. I gotta put a little bit more to it. Both of them are sitting next to each other, so I guess my disc wanted some company. Very well taken care of park. I haven't seen any trash yet, so
it's nice. We're gonna use a Supreme. And we're going to try to save a three here from position A. Oh, damn it, I did it again. Oh, off the damn basket.
All right, position B.
Oh, Jesus, we missed them. Good. I missed that. I didn't compensate for the wind, and it pushed it.
That is a five because I threw and it did the same thing it did a minute ago. It went high, hit the chain, and the chain pushed it, literally knocked it out. It was like you're hitting a damn pole. So we actually got a five on that. One, two, no, a four, I'm sorry. I'm gonna recount it. So one to the field, two up, three, four, no, it is a five. Oh my God. Someone shoot me. Come on, score, damn it. All right. Wow, that sucks. A plus one at this point. All right, a lot more headwind, so we get to practice again. 244. All right.
Yellow was the worst, so we'll go with yellow first this time. All right, first throw on nine. Held the wind really nice. It's actually bad. I just got to get my arm down a little bit. A little too much height. Going right at the basket. That's better if it comes back. That's the Barnes. Oh, we're about to go in. Oh, we went across the front of the basket.
I don't know how close we got, but it's that heart thump when you think you're going to get an ace. Woo, that was pretty. That was position B, unfortunately. It wouldn't have counted to the score. Even if I aced it, it wouldn't have counted to the score. And I would not have counted it as part of my aces because it was technically the second throw here is a practice throw. I don't count the second throw because when you throw the first one, you compensate on your second one. So your first is what I consider a true throw. All right.
Number two on nine. Roach. Go in. Got it. Oh, beautiful putt. Got a birdie. How far was that?
5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 17, 18, 19, 20 pace putt for bird. And that's position A. So that counts as a score. We got a bird. Cool. All right. Beautiful, beautiful putt. All right. Let's mark that down before I forget to do that, which is cool. Birds aren't that difficult out here, so. All right, so we're even on the front nine. Two bogeys, two birds. Again, this is a forehand-only game. I am going to finish up the back half. Now I'll come back and give you an update on 10. We cannot overthrow this because it looks like a makings of a cornfield down there. So I'll come back and let you know.
All right, we got it done. And I'm happy and not happy. I'm not happy with some of my putts, but I'm trying not to beat myself up too bad because these baskets suck donkey balls.
All right.
These baskets have one outer chain, and it's an old school basket. There's no labels on this, so I can't tell you what the make of the basket is, but it's clearly old. So you've got one set of chains that come on the outside, and they come out far. They come out wide and straight down, and they tuck in. There's no inner catch chain. And then the baskets themselves are perfectly circular. They're not a traditional, like, bowl shaped. It's almost perfectly circular basket. So the circular part of the basket doesn't bother me so much, even though I had a couple bounce out on me. That gave me either a bogey or I either missed the birdie, missed the par, or got a bogey out of the deal. I had a couple spit outs, especially right at the end, that were chain related. So what happens is, because of the way this basket is designed, the top end of the basket is almost the same size as the basket itself, with a perfectly round opening. So if you get any kind of pop and drop in, it's not designed to catch the basket. It's just a basket. I guess this is an early design. The problem with the chains is the chains drop down and they don't really start to tuck until about midway down, probably a little bit further. So what that does is it causes the weight to pull on the top end of the chain. So it causes them to become really rigid, so they don't flex as much as the lower portion. The problem is because of the way the basket design, if you aim too low and hit this basket, you literally get a kick out, or it puts the brakes on it. So if you hit high on the chains, the chain literally acts like a rubber band. Even my soft putter, my soft one that you can kind of mold like silly putty, it hit and bounced out. So because I was trying to get it to stick. So you have to be firm. The problem is, if you're firm and the disc drops too much, like if your left side is down, it has a tendency to fire through if you're too heavy. But if you throw it too soft, it hits the chain and the chain just throws it right out of the basket. So you have to firmly, aggressively hit your putt line, and you got to keep that disc as flat as possible so that as much of that disc grabs them chains as possible. So I had a couple problems with a couple holes, especially at the very end. 17 and 18 just bit me in the ass. I was running par all the way through, some great putts. I was compensating for the shot and aiming a little low. And I was hitting them 17. Literally, I was 6 feet away. I took a soft putter. I threw it in. It went a little high, hit the upper rigid portion where all the weight's being drawn on. It hit that. The disc folded because it's a soft putter and kicked out of it. So I ended up with a bogey on 17. And 18, I can't blame on the basket. That was just a crappy... Let's see, 1, 2, that was it. My second throw on that was horrible. It was an approach shot. I should have used a Mako 3 and I didn't. I used a Luna, which is horrible in the wind. So 18 is my fault. 17, I just don't like the basket. I had the same problem on the front nine. You heard me talking about it. Had four bogeys, two birdies. Two birdies came on the front. 15 is a super easy hole, but unfortunately I took a phone call before that, and that phone call had me pissed off, or irritated, I should say. So needless to say, 15 and 16 didn't, I wasn't in a good mood. Once I parred 16, I was fine, because 16's like pushing 600 feet. And again, these are all forehand shots with the Eagle. I've only got the Eagle, the Lunas, and then the one soft, or the...
The Eagle, the Lunas for putting. The Mako, I really only use three times. And then I have the soft putter, which I keep in there because I don't keep it in my cart. But it's still, I mean, it's a nice course. If they upgrade the baskets, it's not a difficult course. Pros, skip it. If you're an advanced amateur, skip this course. It's not going to do you any good. If you're practicing a new disc or new throws or new forms, this is a great course for that. So you have better options around. But I'm not disappointed with the play. It wouldn't take much to turn this into a nicer course. On the back, they've got some land they could do some extra stuff with back there, but they're kind of limited with the buttload of baseball fields they got around here. And it doesn't strike me as a disc golf community. It looks like more of a baseball community. But I still had fun. I still got to practice my forehand. I learned a lot with these Eagles. I learned they handle the wind extremely well when thrown as a forehand. So I really like that. And if we have this wind tomorrow, then I may utilize it, which we're going to head to the course now and get a practice game in this afternoon. And because I think they do have some new positions on our tournament, because I played this course before, but I think they have a couple new pads. So we're going to get a course in today, and then we'll go at it tomorrow. And I'm going to try to relax, try to have fun, and hopefully just come away with a good placement and some good numbers. So I appreciate y'all listening. As always, this is JT and Platinum General Services. I thank them so much for supporting my entire program, both on the motorsports side and the disc golfing side. And I love all y'all for listening in, so thank you very much for listening to me ramble once again. This is JT. Good throw, bad throw. Good putt, bad putt. Windy day, not windy day. Crappy baskets. Brand spanking new baskets. It doesn't matter. Get out and play. It's going to teach you something. I learned a lot today with these damn baskets, and I can use it in my play elsewhere. So I am going to get out of here and go get my practice game in, and I'll come back and attach a little update on this and let you know how that went. So, and love you guys, love you gals. Keep putting, keep throwing, keep playing. You're going to get better, I promise. Talk to you soon.